T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 6:10. It's Thursday morning. I wanted to mention this. I actually heard our sister station, KCBS, talking about this morning. And, you know, I was in choir and glee club and in the school chorus.
Just kidding.
Well, I loved it. I mean, you know, I love singing.
I was in a show choir in high school.
Oh, we didn't have a show choir.
Yeah.
So you guys did all the dancing and stuff?
Yeah, singing, dance,
yeah.
Spinning around. Pot-a-boo race. You know about pot-a-boo race?
No, pot-a-boo race?
I forget how to do
them. Do one.
I can't remember how to do it.
It
was like a skip.
Hey, you're bragging about it. Do
yeah,
it.
It's just because I know the word. I was bragging the fact that I know what it is.
So some kind of dance move?
Yeah.
You were bad at dancing? I can't even imagine that.
Oh,
you're very great.
No,
I'm not trying to.
Jazz hands, like for real jazz hands.
Yeah,
like,
I mean.
With jazz hands.
I would have loved that.
In most of the songs.
I mean, I was in the plays and sometimes we did musicals, but we didn't have a show choir, but we had a good chorus and we used to try out for the regional stuff and I always thought that not only do I still love singing to this day, I
yeah,
learned so much about music from being in choir, and it was and the camaraderie in any of those when you travel together with people, and when you are just a part of like even, and I feel this way about the drama club too. You're sort of a cog in a machine. Everybody has a crucial part to play, and it's just a nice, it was a wonderful experience that I had in high school. So up in Santa Rosa, where they just had those devastating fires, mm-hmm. they have, the Santa Rosa High School has apparently a great choir. And they were actually selected to travel to New York to perform at Carnegie Hall.
Oh. Wow.
However, they needed to raise the funds to make the trip,
oh.
and then the fires happened.
Oh.
So there is a rich person out there. They didn't give this person's name, but they mm-hmm. issued a challenge grant where they said, if you can raise $30,000 of the money that you need to travel, I will chip in the final $15,000.
Oh.
So this person is willing to, you know, put them a long way toward their goal. So they have a GoFundMe page,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's... Is it like Concert Choir Takes New York or Heads to Manhattan?
It's just SRHS, Santa Rosa High School Choir's trip to Carnegie Hall. And this is Santa Rosa High Choral Music Boosters created the page.
Okay. So you had no problem looking it up and finding it.
No, we found it right away.
And what are they at right now? Do they need 30,000?
They need a lot more than that. This has been up since September.
Oh.
And they need, their goal is 50,000. They're only at 5,100 right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. The report I heard this morning was that they weren't that far away. I wonder if this is an additional one. Either way, they're looking for donations to send their, you know, look, these kids, a lot of the teachers and actual students that are in this chorus totally lost their homes.
Mm.
Like, they're homeless at this point and, you know, making other arrangements. So if you can help... it sounds like they're a long way from their goal. There's 15,000 of that, I guess, is going to get covered. Were you able to find another one there? Are you're
no,
nodding
I'm
over there?
The same one, yeah.
The deadline is April 1st. All 70 of the kids in the choir are hoping to participate. They want to make this happen for everyone. It looks like it's a total tax write-off, nonprofit organization.
Uh-huh.
So if you can help with that, please do. I'm definitely going to make a donation. Can you bookmark that page for me? For later.
It's on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Thank you very much. Listen, we all gave and we all did what we could for the people right after the fires. And again, this is where the long-term effects come in. And, you know, these kids, they're not going to be in high school forever. They might not have another chance to do this. And here's a shot of the inside of Carnegie Hall. So beautiful. Like, to go and perform there would be a dream.
It certainly would have been a wonderful thing when I was in high school.
Yeah. You'd have been into that?
Oh, my God, yes. Would have been great. So, if you can help, please do. Help the kids in Santa Rosa. Stranger Things
yeah.
is a show on Netflix. And the main kid, Mike is played by a kid named Finn Wolfhard.
Oh, okay.
Not 11, but
no, I understand. But as you said, the main kid, I was interested to hear.
I feel like he's the. I mean, they're all. It's an ensemble for sure.
I wouldn't disagree with you, but I was curious to. It took a second.
Right.
All right. So Finn Wolfhard.
Finn Wolfhard is the kid's name in real life, and he has a band called Calpurnia.
Calpurnia. I don't like it.
Oh no! Should they change it?
I don't like it.
Well, it might be too late. They've actually they dropped their first single yesterday.
Oh, really?
It's called City Boy. You can stream it on Spotify and Apple Music. Wolfhard is 15 years old, Finn Wolfhard. There's a lead guitarist, Ayla is her name, A-Y-L-A, a bass player named Jack, a drummer named Malcolm, and the band is apparently signed. I guess when you get the kid from Stranger Things, you can do that. They shot a video, so can we, maybe let's hook this up as well so people
They are little kids.
They are. They're all 15-year-olds or so.
Yeah.
So they've got a full video, and the song is called City Boy, so here's a
Before I play the song, I want you to see a little bit of this short performance. It's a video about the band. It's super cute.
Oh, aren't they? Oh, cute. That's Finn.
And that's it. I thought that was charming.
They're so cute.
What's good, Brooklyn?
And so here's a bit of the song.
City Boy. Oh, they're so cute. Look at them. Oh, all right. Is there a chorus?
Right here.
Okay.
They're cute.
They are. They're adorable.
But we know why they got signed.
Yep. This band doesn't get signed in any other reality.
Right.
But good for them. And listen, you know, we say it all the time. Music is everything. It's, if you have that in your life, you consider yourself to be a lucky person. And if you don't have it in your life, sing in the shower today. Get it in your
how
life.
How could you not?
It feels so good.
Last night, I finally got to pick up my guitar after a while.
Oh.
And I just got to play for a few minutes and was like, oh, I missed you so much. It's great.
Yeah.
And I tried to figure out this little AC/DC song.
Oh, which song?
I can't even remember.
Learn Problem
Highway
Child.
To Hell.
Oh, okay.
Is that it?
Sure. Yeah.
Da-na-na.
Da-na-na. Da-na-na.
Down out.
Yeah, let's play some. Let's do some.
Yeah.
I don't know enough of it to be able to do that.
Sure you do. It's AC/DC. Really it's three chords.
Let him try.
I know, but it goes after that part it goes to another thing.
Okay. Here we go. Oh Jesus. Oh my God, what happened?
What are you talking about?
What got knocked over there?
Nothing.
Okay.
He was just finding a pick.
Yeah, I just had to get a pick.
Okay.
I'm
so excited.
That's been
well. I mean, do we have all day?
No.
Don't we?
Wait, sorry.
That's all right.
Living easy, living free. A season ticket on a one-way ride.
Wait, that's
that
it,
was
right?
Great. That was great. Yeah. Keep going.
Okay.
Asking nothing, leave me be. I'm taking everything in my stride. Don't need reason. Don't need rhyme. Ain't nothing I'd rather do.
Is that it?
Yeah,
that's
keep
it.
Going. Woo! Keep going. Punkin' down. Party time. My friends are gonna be there too.
Oh, that's the part I don't have yet. Where he goes.
I'm on a...
Do-do-do-do.
I think it's an E.
Woo-woo.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
I'll get it. If you want to do that, I'll get it.
Yeah, oh my God. Let's do that one. Highway to hell. I'm on a highway to hell.
Jesus, who made this mess on my desk?
Oh, man.
So good.
Let's do that together. Stop sign, speed limit. Okay.
Awesome.
We really should do a show here.
That is a show.
That's a
show. Show. The charm of our show.
Is it?
Yes.
Great. Good to know, because...
man.
God, singing this feels so good. Yep. Good. Thank you, Vinny.
You're welcome. I really.
That was super fun.
I only spent a minute with that, but well, and you're right. It's not that hard, but it, you know, you gotta. It's a timing thing, right?
You're good. You're great.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And when Tommy comes in today, because isn't Tommy doing the movie review? When he comes in today, maybe he can do a little hand drumming.
What's the plan?
They saw The Wrinkle in Time.
Oh.
A Wrinkle in Time?
Yeah.
Hooman, are you there?
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was A Wrinkle in Time.
Yeah. I think it is A Wrinkle in Time.
Didn't seem like you liked it very much, though.
Oh.
Well, Tommy, I mean.
Oh. Yeah.
You see that post yesterday? He said something about I'll be merciless or...
No, I didn't see it. Okay. But you guys should be merciless. I mean, don't, you know.
I love him so much. If you follow Tommy on Instagram, he does... I don't know if he actually does personal coaching or if he just wants... Oh, he does. Mm-hmm. Because he's the guy who says, cut the crap. You're full of excuses. Get up, go do the work, and then you'll be something.
Right.
You big whiner.
Yep.
And I'm like, ah, that is awesome. I don't know that he's going to find many young people who will respond to that. These are the young people who were all handed trophies all the way through their lives. So, they're going to cower to that and be like, dude.
There'll be kids out there who do.
You're such a dick.
It's like you always say about kids. They're way more capable of what we think they are.
I agree, but I don't know if his techniques are going to... But I love it.
Yeah.
I think that's the way. Even I like a good swift kick in the...
Sure.
Usually I'm very self-motivated, but I don't mind hearing that.
I think he even does these... I don't even know if it's like a touring lecture or whatever, but if you're not familiar with Tommy Igoe, he is in the world of jazz, he's like the drummer. Like he's
known.
Yeah. So he's a very accomplished musician just in general. Like he's always surprising me with he knows many instruments and reads music fluently. It's admirable. And he's an inspiration. He's the guy who does the work. Mm-hmm. He's a workaholic. He's so funny. He's like, yeah, I can dumb it down and play with your band. No problem. I'm like, thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, I was
Thank God the guy likes me.
I was taking lessons with the jazz guy for a few minutes there, and he was like, those are cowboy chords. We don't do those here. Mm. You gotta, you know.
I say, bring on the cowboy chords. Most songs that you know and love are all cowboy chords. Let's do some songs you know and love.
That's not nearly advanced enough. Let me show you some real chords.
Mm.
Okay.
He's like, oh, what, do I have to tangle my
yes.
fingers up into a knot
yes,
to get
you
to
do.
Those?
Yes, you do. Exactly right.
My hand doesn't stretch that far open or to close that tightly. Moving on.
Yeah.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson. He's half of the gay couple on Modern Family. He's
oh,
the
okay.
isn't he the is he the
I don't
big heavy
show,
one
so
or the
really
short
I think
red
he's the
haired
redhead kid.
Okay with the little beard?
What's his name again?
Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
Okay,
he came. This is a coming out story, and it's cute. He came out to his parents when he was a freshman in high school because he was arrested for stealing.
Oh, he's the redheaded dude.
Okay, he got caught at a bookstore slipping magazines under his shirt, and when his parents picked him up at the police station. The officer made sure to show them, quote, the nature of the material he was stealing.
Uh-oh.
What was it?
It was gay porn. Naturally, that was enough for his mom to figure it out. But Jesse says his dad couldn't wrap his head around it at first. He had to come out to his father three different times. The first was when he was actually caught stealing gay porn. The second time, his mother actually reconfirmed it with his dad and made it official. Like, yes, this is our son. This is, you know, he's gay. But when he was in college, his dad was like, so, you got a girlfriend yet? And he's like, Dad, I'm gay. and his father said, his father goes, oh, your mother said something about that. I was like, yeah, I also stole the gay porn. Remember that one? But his dad did come around, danced happily at his wedding. And it's just a cute story. It can be very tough for a kid to come out and. You know, people have all their preconceived notions.
He's married to a super attractive man.
Is he?
Yeah.
I feel like parents also start to get clues, and whether they want it, they either don't want to know or, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I have a friend who wrote me, actually, just recently, her daughter, if you know what I mean.
So she's transgender?
She's trans. My friend, the mom, knew when he was 3 years old.
Right.
That she
was a he.
No, that he was a she.
Oh, he was a she.
Right.
Okay.
I'm getting it
so
all
now
mixed
up. So she has a daughter now.
She has a daughter
okay,
now.
Okay, got it.
Right.
Born male, but now female.
Right.
It yeah, hasn't changed anything surgery-wise. Still a very young person,
yes.
But is dressing and living
sure.
as a girl.
Right. Well, you know, I thought to myself, you know, it depends. So many things are factors in how accepted you feel. I mean, this is the right time. Certainly here is the right place. You know, if you have the right parents, it can be incredibly a super easy transition and or, you know, reveal. And you can live a but so many places a kid is there's this kid even on and I don't know how his coming out was, but on Survivor, this kid Donathan,
yeah,
who is he's a kid from Kentucky. Like he is backwoods, like even his just his whole demeanor, and he but he's gay, and he's like, I'm the only guy that I know that's like this. And it's very so he was excited to go on Survivor just to meet it. So I don't know how it goes over in his hometown.
Probably not great.
Probably not. But you know, the kid is he glows with happiness.
Are you gonna talk about Survivor later, you guys?
You bet.
Okay. Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I didn't
you watch
stay up
it?
For no reason.
I did not watch it.
No. Oh, come on.
Oh, come
on. I have to wait till the weekend. I have to wait to watch that on the weekend. I just can't stay up.
And watch it today like so we can
six.
Talk about it tomorrow. Come on, Yuzi.
God. Right. Shut up, Bryn. You watch it.
Yeah, you watch it, Bryn. You what? Watch it too, Hooman.
Well, I'm just saying. She said she would, so, you know, she went back against the word.
No,
Hooman
I
and
said
I, both
I
said
will
that
watch
we
it
so.
On... the weekends.
Oh, you guys both like Drake, so it's totally understandable.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey,
we have a different taste.
Where did you guys go to lunch yesterday? I noticed everyone's like ramped up their posting lately. I'm all
yeah,
look
we
at all of
we
us.
We want more
we
followers.
Are, follow
yeah.
us on
follow
Instagram.
Follow us
and
on
Facebook.
Instagram.
We're
I mean,
we're paying it off. We're paying
we were
it
trying
forward.
To go eat at a truck that we've been looking forward to trying out, but it didn't
weeks.
Work out.
Oh, it didn't work
it didn't?
Out?
The
no.
truck didn't show up for whatever reason.
Oh. We were looking all
it's
the
like you,
looking.
Vaughn, Bryn, uh-huh. and Michelle, right?
Yeah. It's the SF
Soup Co.
Soup Company.
Yeah.
That oh. we've been trying to get to for weeks now.
And the truck just didn't show up on its scheduled day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, burn.
It's on their website, too.
Mm-hmm. And then
you
we find out we went to the Levi store.
Bastards.
And this chick recognized us. So we started talking to her, and we're like, yeah, we came
Whitney.
Down here for the... Yay, Whitney. We came down for the soup truck. She goes, oh, man, we look for them all the time. They haven't been here in like a year.
Oh,
like, what? Are you kidding me?
Come on, soup truck, get it. Maybe they don't do it business anymore.
I don't know.
People didn't want the
we
soup.
We really wanted it, and then so we ended up going to RJ's.
Oh, where's that?
It's that...
little market on
yeah,
the
little
across
market.
From the Bay Club over there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah, so we ended up getting a soup and sandwiches there.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry it didn't work out for
yeah.
you.
Yeah, bummer. We were looking forward to that for weeks now.
Well, it's a wonderful post. You wouldn't know that you'd failed because the picture, everyone is smiling and it looks...
Oh. It was fun. And it was beautiful. We ate outside
there.
I know,
there. It was so lovely yeah. yesterday. Yeah, so we want more followers on Instagram because Alice has 20,000 more followers than any of us, which is annoying. You know, we feel like we're a big part of Alice. And, you know, if you want to just... So please follow us today. Alice follows all of us, so if you get the Alice 973, so if you get on there, then you can find our... And I think RadioAlice.com has the full list, too. Yeah. We want winners. Mm-hmm. I mean, followers. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
International Women's Day.
Yeah! Woo! At 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday.
Yeah.
Thank you, Morgan. It's 6:38 in the morning, and this don't forget to change your clock this weekend. This is spring forward. So we yeah. lose an hour of sleep, but we gain an hour of light at the end of the day, which is my favorite time of year. I heard Florida's actually trying to just keep it on. Isn't this? So right now it's standard time? And then daylight savings is the actual better time where it's later at night.
We're all I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
The
yeah,
research department.
What are you?
The research department is looking up because actually because Florida is trying to just go to daylight savings, which I think means the later, the springtime, spring and summer time.
I just wish we could all be on the same page.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, I guess we're in standard time right now because on the in March is when it's
turns to daylight savings. Or no.
I'm sorry. I'll come back to you.
Okay,
yeah. Read through this.
I didn't want to try, Brent.
Amazon Fresh is, so don't forget to change your clock. None of the other stuff matters.
Most of our stuff changes itself, but
yes.
But the
oven, the microwave,
right.
You know.
Those things.
Lawyer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by International Women's Day.
Yeah! I am woman. Hear me roar in voices too loud to ignore.
So tell the women you know that you think they're bleeping awesome and high five them.
Aw.
And if you really want to go all out, there's a few events happening. Mm-hmm. We've got an International Women's Day 4K run.
Oh.
Now, I've not heard of the 4K, but I guess you do what you want on International Women's Day.
That's
I've heard
right.
of the 3K and the
5K. 10K.
In the 10K.
How long is 4K? Is that like a mile and a half?
Yeah, how long is that?
No, so 3K, wait, 3K is?
2 miles.
Well, 5K, it's usually 5K.
It is 5K.
It's 3.2 miles.
Is 3 miles, right. So
4K. So 5K is 3, so this it's like 2.25 miles is an easy run.
Right.
Yeah, more my speed.
Anyway, I'll go for the 1K.
That's in Berkeley. San Francisco International Women's Day of Action Rally happens at the Civic Center Plaza. At 4:30, bring protection. And I don't mean you can't handle yourself, but there are drug addicts. There's needles. There's the nonsense going on down there by the government buildings.
It is so true.
It is ugly.
Which is weird, right? Because it's the government buildings.
Right.
But it's right there. I was reading an article about, and I don't even know if we talked about it on the air, but they were just talking about that. Is it the Orpheum that's right there where people feel like they don't even want to go see shows anymore? Because that's the area where you show up and go, that guy's shooting drugs right here on the street.
Right.
And I'm with my kid.
Right.
Or pooing right there.
Or right. There's that, too.
No, I mean, we usually go to matinees, and it's, you know, there they are out in broad daylight. I'm like, oh, my God, look away, that guy's shooting up or whatever they're doing. And I can't even imagine. At night, I mean, you're going to get mugged. Be in a big group.
So there's a lot of different things happening. You can look that up, but right here. And actually,
RadioAlice.com. All the info is there.
Why didn't I just say that to start with? Of course.
Ron and Brad.
They're IT amazing. Team here at Entercom San Francisco is on top of all the stuff.
Yeah.
I saw this story while I was traveling, and now I've got an update. Did you see the Florida teacher with the racist podcast?
No.
Okay, so.
I saw it.
Saw that story?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, dude.
She's
a teacher.
And she
she's
has
a white
a
teacher
podcast.
In Florida, and she's doing a podcast. She's a middle school teacher, and she admitted hosting a white nationalist podcast. She's been removed from her classroom as officials investigate whether she is really racist.
She is. I don't think you do a racist podcast if you're not really a racist. Most people who aren't racist don't want to be perceived as racist.
Right.
So they wouldn't. You know, you're not really playing a role on a podcast. That's you.
That's she's trying to say she was just using satire.
Oh, really?
But that's her excuse now.
Yeah,
During the podcast itself, she can be heard saying things like, her and a guest are talking. Let me see if I can find the exact. On the podcast, she argues that science has proved that certain races are smarter than others and brags about preaching white nationalism in her classroom and hiding it from administrators. She even was called into the principal's office and downplayed it. And he or she, I can't remember, the principal, bought it. And she was able to go right back to her classroom and continue spouting racism.
Her hate. Right, okay.
In tweets, she makes references to the horrors of hashtag Islam and attacks the concepts of white privilege. And says it isn't hateful or supremacist to prefer your own people over others. Now that she's been caught, the Huffington Post, I think, is they're the ones that called her out on it and found her Twitter. And she does the Twitter and the podcast under a different name than she teaches with.
Oh.
But the pictures were the same. Pretty easy to cross-reference those. I employed political satire and exaggeration, mainly to the end of attracting listeners and followers and generating conversation about the content discussed between myself and my guest, she says.
Well, listen, once she loses her job as a teacher, she can podcast any goddamn thing she wants. Mm-hmm. Let her, and I'm glad, I'm always glad to know when someone's a racist.
Absolutely.
I'd much rather know that about you than wonder. And it's clear, I can know this about her comfortably. And now she can podcast whatever the hell she wants. Good luck to her.
She also apologized to her family who...
Oh, are they not racists?
They have nothing to do whatsoever with her social media accounts or podcast. For them, I ask forgiveness, as it was never my intention to cause them grief while engaging in a hobby on my personal time. Mm. So, yes.
Oh, do you have any hobbies? Yeah, I hate people that aren't exactly like me. That's a, you know, it takes up a lot of my time. Full-time job. Hating.
Diana Volatich. Is the teacher. Mm. Mrs. Volatich is a racist, everyone.
Great.
Just so you
know. Well, now we know. Thank you, Vin. That's great. So enjoy that podcast if that's up your alley.
We always do these stories from the kids' point of view. You know, we talk about the kids still living with mom and dad. And the kid, you know, oh, it's tough to date when you live at your parents' house. Or, oh, you know, you're saving money, so you live with your parents. We don't often talk about the fact that there was the parent who had their eyes on that room. I had my eyes on that room.
I have plans for both my kids' rooms.
I had plans for both my kids' rooms, and then there you still are.
Yeah.
We don't really talk about what that does to the parents' lives as there they are, still parenting a 20-something or 30-something-year-old. Mm. Moving back with your parents might make you feel kind of bad about yourself, but you're not thinking about what you're doing to mom and dad. It makes them feel way worse than
that
you do.
We created something that is failing to launch.
Well, it's that end that they had expected to move into another phase of life here.
Mm-hmm.
That failure to launch, you know, that out the door, you turn back into the bedroom that I had my eye on. There goes my gym.
Yeah.
Or
where's
my
home gym? Right. Where's my sewing room?
Right.
Home gym.
Where's my studio? Home gym. Who doesn't want one of those?
It's just as hard on your parents, if not harder, than it is on you.
Yeah,
so
Riley.
Quit your bitching.
I go to Riley because he got an apartment. You know, he has an apartment now. And I go, okay, so we'll just move all your stuff. And then he looks at me with his puppy dog and goes, well, where am I going to stay when I'm here? I'm like, I don't know, the couch? Like, what are you, all your stuff's going to be over there. I got to buy you a whole new set of furniture?
So you did.
Yes. I won't live there forever. I'm like, but you're not going to live here anymore.
Why? Can I ask you a question? I really want to see if you've got a good answer for
this. I don't.
This, okay?
I definitely don't have one.
We have to go to John for that.
Yes.
Why are we, I guess we're Gen X, as parents, such bigger pussies than our parents were? Because my parents didn't have a problem crushing me or things I asked for, saying, absolutely not. And I even am looking at my kid and I go, sure, what's two dolls? I mean, you got
doll,
the one, you
dolls,
might as well have
right.
two. Who even cares?
I don't know, man.
Why can't we do
and,
it?
You know, listen, I moved back several times to my parents' house. And, you know, it was like a few failures to launch and problems that I was having.
Right.
So I would move back. I didn't really move out till I was 24. That was when I really moved out. With John. But I paid, I had moved to apartments, moved because I was in that band for a couple years. And then I moved back. There was so
that translates to sketchy years.
Yeah, I had a couple sketchy years there.
Right.
Just anyway, I do feel like I don't ever want my kids to not feel welcome at my house. I would take them back. I just, you know, I mean, I but I'm that a-hole who's constantly like, you got a job yet? You got this yet? You know, you
sure,
so I definitely
as you should.
I don't make it super comfortable for them. Like I, you know, my kid is going to turn 18 in the middle of his senior year, and I'm like, you know, I start to, you know, you're going to be an adult. You're going to owe me rent. You're going to, you know, I don't want them to feel like, no problem. Come to my bosom.
Well,
let me hold you.
So I think a lot of parents, and I see this and hear this, and I read it on Facebook. They're like, my kid's my best friend. I want them to live with me. And so there's the other side of it, which is they're not looking at it like I've failed my child. They're looking at it like I'm happier with them here.
I grew a roommate. And frankly, if they were paying me rent, I wouldn't expect that from my kid who's in college. Like, I'm super proud of him and he's doing great. And I want to see him as much as possible. So while I make a thing about it and I did want to move his furniture out because that would have been great, I'm not really pushing. But I feel like if they need to live with me, they need to be contributors. Like right now, their contributions to the household are the chores that they do and the things that, you know, the laundry or whatever I've asked them to do. I want it done without any back talk, and I want it done right now. I'm not going to sit here and nag you. This is your contribution to our household. And when they get old enough, you're going to be contributing to the cable bill and to the internet and to the overall use of the house. Like, you can't live here for free. You can live here, but you're going to contribute.
Well, and I know that you're not supposed to applaud your child for doing the right thing, but your kid's not all high and he's not all like knocking chicks up or doing anything. He's not in trouble.
I know, like that's pretty good.
I know that's again, you're not supposed to do those things. It might be a totally different thing.
If my kid was a delinquent, I'd be like, sayonara. Here's your luggage for graduation, Vinny.
Vince Sr.
I did, by the way, get luggage for graduation, everyone.
But you were a handful.
That's a real life.
It sounds like all the boys were like, your mom's a saint.
Yeah. Well, no, the youngest wasn't difficult.
Well, he was watching how difficult you made it for your mom, and he was like, I'm never doing that.
He came
mom.
Along nicely.
Yeah. Don't think, and it's tough. You're saying how tough it is for the parents who are helping with the adult kids. It's also tough because a lot of times these parents are also taking care of their parents.
Right.
There's so the other side of that.
They call that the sandwich generation, where here I am in my 40s or whatever,
50s,
taking care of the adult kids and taking care of my parents. Like, what?
I'm supposed to be saving for my retirement.
Exactly. It's tough.
Should be, you think anyway, the best years. You're probably established in your career. You're cruising through your 40s at
your
that
kids
point
are
or
out,
whatever.
Everything's all set.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Our text number is 800-400. If he didn't get that text number, it's because I didn't finish it.
Oh.
Let's see. I grew up in SF and gay. It's easy to be gay with my family, but it's not from the generation who got handed but I'm not from the generation that got handed awards, so I get up and do what you need to do. Okay. Bragger. You guys are the best part of Alice, says 707.
Then follow us on Instagram, for the love of God.
I knew my son was gay when he was 4. I let him come out on his schedule, which he did in 8th grade. And he was shocked when I told him I've known for years.
Yeah, that's the signs are there. You can see that. It's usually not super surprising when someone comes out. Unless you've really been in denial.
Right.
I know someone who's been in heavy denial.
That AC/DC rendition put the biggest smile on my face. Aww. You are all my spirit animals.
Oh, I'm happy to be your spirit animal.
Waking up to AC/DC, Sarah singing, and Vinfro playing guitar, Highway to Hell. Love it.
Yeah,
happy Thursday.
That was fun. Vinny practiced during the break. He plugged in the electric guitar and rocked it out. Yeah. So he's gonna learn that one.
I'm watching you guys in the looking glass. So fun watching Sarah sing Highway to Hell.
Yeah!
Thanks for learning that song, V. You guys are such a great team. OFOC. Naomi.
He's gonna really learn it now, so we can do it.
I can't wait.
I know.
Oh, we're out of time. What's coming up in the trash?
I'm gonna start with The Bachelor. We'll also hopefully get to Survivor and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.